Hi, I'm Chuck Wallenberg. I teach history at Berkeley City College. The New Deal and Franklin Roosevelt's election in 1932 really represent a beginnings of a new tradition, a new heritage in American politics. That is, that the federal government has some direct responsibility for the economic well-being, the health and welfare, if you want, of the American people. Established a new direct connection between federal government and individual Americans as it attempted to bring the country out of the Depression. And so the New Deal started a whole panoply of different kinds of programs to stimulate the economy, to employ people, to produce major public works projects, as well as to bring about reforms, reforming the financial structure, giving workers the right to bargain and collectively, to bargain and to engage in collective bargaining and organizing of unions, to provide assistance to farmers, just a whole panoply of different programs, some of the most important social programs that still exist today, like Social Security, the minimum wage, unemployment insurance, are traced back in American history to the New Deal. And included in this panoply of programs and agencies were groups like the Federal Transit Service, which tried to deal directly with homeless problems, and organizations like the Resettlement Agency or later the Farm Security Administration, which tried to deal with problems of poverty and homelessness in rural America. In general, what the New Deal, I think, ended up doing was getting the country through the Depression and getting millions and millions of Americans through the Depression due to the jobs and other kinds of services provided to them by these by this vast array of government programs. But as late as 1939, 6 or 7 years after Roosevelt came to office and 10 years after the stock market crash of 1929, the economy still had not fully recovered. The industrial production was still not back up to what it had been back in 1929. And unemployment, while certainly much better than it had been in 1933, was still in double digits. So I think it's not so much that the New Deal solved the problems of depression, or certainly that it solved that it did not solve the problems of poverty in America, but it did get the system in the country through the depression years. Ironically, it was the vast federal expenditures of World War II that actually ended the depression and brought prosperity back to America. Mm-hmm.